take control. With your regrets, that's me. I want to be controlled. Oh, don't you know? Can't 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 be controlled. Now!
Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
Hey.
Welcome back, Vancouver. You're listening to Life on Jump Street.
Should I tell them the correction?
I say welcome back because...
Is my mic on?
Your mic is so on. I say welcome back because Zia just returned to the country. I just returned to the country. We're traveling men, and we have stories to tell about it.
Should I tell them what the show's called now?
What is the show called now?
It's Life on Gump Street. It's all about Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yep. Shrimp? Bubba Gump?
Well, that's news to me, so yeah, I guess we'll roll with that.
Yo, who else is in the studio right now?
Oh, we got Dan in the studio.
Dan Fu, say what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, Dan Fu, hanging.
Dan Fu, doing it for all the ladies.
What did I want to say? The show is changing names quite often. Last week it was Life on Back Wax, because Demo was telling me that he actually just waxed his back.
What a guy.
Yeah. So I guess it's Life on Gump Street, which is probably nice for Sam, so we don't have to keep talking about that, but I'll bring it up as much as possible. Vancouver, we're going to play some dance music for you today, but first we're going to talk to Zia, because we like talking to Zia. He's kind of a funny guy, and that's the royal we, by the way. I'm speaking in the third person.
For everyone?
Yeah.
Ever.
Zia, how was the Dominican Republic? Did you get some sun? Did you drink some drinks with umbrellas in them?
I tried to avoid that for like the first 2 days, and then I just gave in the third day and I drank tons of drinks with umbrellas in them.
Yes.
Because I looked around and everyone was drinking drinks with umbrellas in them, and I was like, oh fuck, this is what's hot here? I guess I need umbrella drinks.
You just caved, hey?
No, I have no backbone, so really... I'll do whatever anyone else is doing.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's a fun place. I mean, if you just want to go for like a relaxing...
Yeah, I went with culture. My family. Shout out to Nevin and Shockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the house. No, not really in the house.
No.
They're at my house right now.
In my house.
In my house.
In Coquitlam.
What up? I didn't know my voice went that high.
Really?
It's, I don't know. It's, did it even register?
It's Life on Gump Street is what that is. I went to Sasquatch.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah, I went to Sam Squanch. Sasquatchuan.
Oh, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good, man. You know what, though? Everyone was like, and this is really stupid of us, but we had to be back on Monday, and we went down there, and people in a giant camper van, which was really fun, by the way. But everyone's like, oh, you can get tickets down there super easy. Don't worry about it. We got down, and yeah, it was easy to get tickets, but they were twice as much money. So
you didn't think about that?
No, I thought about that, but people told me otherwise. Obviously, that's a possibility, you know, in the realm of possibility.
Well,
but
people are profiteering.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, they were scalpers themselves, these people who told me these things. But anyways, we only got to go for one day because people had to be back on Monday and the alternative was driving
Sunday night. What's wrong with your friends?
I don't know, bad news. But we did get to go for the one day, and it was really great. And kind of funny, because I'd always heard how great the venue is and how amazing it looks.
The Gorge?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so you walk in there, and there's like three stages right up front. There's like a dance tent, two little stages, and then for half the first day, the shows I wanted to see were on other stages, so I didn't really know where the main stage was.
Yeah.
And you can't see, like, the majesty of the Gorge unless you go to the main stage. I didn't even know it existed, so I'm looking around like, oh, this isn't that cool. There's just some, like, fucking hills around. Like,
this is a great field.
Yeah. Am I just spoiled from living in Kelowna that, like, I've seen, like, a valley before?
people in Seattle have never seen a valley.
Are you that
lives.
Excited about this? But then I realized, once I kind of crested the hill and you go down there, and it's pretty spectacular. Have you seen a picture of it or anything?
Can you roll down the hill?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, we saw these kids, and I'll actually talk about this as part of I wanted to mention a band that I am kind of, I don't know, like I know of them, I know their songs and stuff, and I didn't realize that they were as huge of a deal as they are. Is Vampire Weekend?
Oh, dude.
And they're cool. It's like fun music or whatever. But I saw a lot of great bands before them. Like, we saw The National, we saw Broken Social Scene, and
Canada.
Yeah, I think OK Go or something at the main stage. And the shows were great. People were just sort of sitting around enjoying it. And when Vampire Weekend came on, pretty much the whole festival from every other stage came over. There was probably like 30,000 people, and every single person was like just dancing their face off, and it was kind of incredible to watch. So big shout outs to the Vampire Weekend.
Vampire
boys.
Weekend.
No, they're on it. The lead singer was he's
they're like, they charted on Billboard top 10. They were like,
yeah,
one or two or something.
It was pretty cool. I was surprised. And also Mike Snow really, really, really blew people's minds. Like that was one of the really cool things to see down there too.
Have you seen them? Did you see them when they were here at Venue?
Yeah,
they were cool at Venue. I'm sure, like, in that environment, it'd be way different.
Oh yeah, it was like just like a sea of people just bopping up and down, and that wasn't happening really all day. There were a lot of bands that people were excited for, but not really dancing to or like getting down or anything. And Mike Snow was one of the really big ones.
What was what happened in the dance tent?
The dance tent
was it just like Deadmau5?
No, Deadmau5 played a larger stage than the dance tent.
Okay, question. Does the size of Deadmau5's like head mask vary as to the size of stage he's playing on?
I'm not sure. I didn't see him. We left before he got on, so. But yeah, it might be. Everyone was talking the next day and saying, I think he had some like ridiculous LEDs on his mouse thing now.
He's like Deadmau5?
Deadmau5. Oh my god. What did we say? Oh man, I'm blanking, but we had some pretty good
Deadmau5 is so rad, he had this pyramid and it lit up. Holy shit, it's so original.
Yeah, no, I don't know, whatever, it was funny. But the actual like campgrounds were even crazier than the festival. There's like 30,000 people camping. DJs had like, there was like U-Hauls with disco balls and like all this crazy shit in the back, and it was pretty wild to see. I was actually not that happy about having to leave, but c'est la vie, you know?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do today? Oh, let's talk about Pure Karma 3, the ultimate boat cruise on Sunday. Ultimate, even though I shouldn't really bother hyping it up, because it's totally sold out, because it's the coolest thing ever.
Is it sold out?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck. I need to... How am I going to go now?
I don't know. I thought you couldn't anyways.
Oh, yeah, I can't. Shit.
What are you playing that...
Oh, there's like a Music Waste kind of like basketball tournament block party at Strath Park that...
Oh, nice.
The Radio Zero DJs are in on, and I'm playing, and
cool.
I think there's other people. It's going to be like a fun everybody party.
I guess they're doing something at a bunch of DJs, sort of a patio party at Lamplighter that night too, so I'm going to play down there and then head over to Venue for Drop the Lizime. So... Yeah, all kinds of things, you guys, on Sunday. Check out the boat cruise if you have a ticket. Check out Zia at Strathcona Park, yeah?
Yeah, Music Waste, baby.
Yeah, drop in on Lamplighter for a mug of beer or something, and then we'll go see Drop the Lime. Friday, Venue, as usual. Zia, you got anything else going on this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing at the Kiefer Bar on Wednesday, which is like a fun little bar on
nice.
The street.
I'm going to come down. I actually haven't been there yet.
Do it. It's delicious. You can drink, like, opium sours, which is another name for a whiskey sour, basically.
What does that have to do with opium?
It's like an Asian theme or something, and like Asian people like opium apparently. Or like it's in their history. I don't know, if it was like an Indian theme, they'd have like a butter chicken sour or some shit.
Butter chicken?
It would be disgusting. It would be thick. It would be a milkshake, actually.
Chai sour.
Oh, chai sour. So gross.
Okay, so, I mean, that's that for now. If we can think of other stupid shit to tell you guys about, we'll get back on here and talk. I'm going to play some... I don't know. We'll see what comes out. I'll tell you after. And then Zia's going to do probably the last half hour of the show with what Zia does. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 604-822-2487. Yeah, that's about it.
Guys, call us.
Yeah,
please.
We want to talk to you. So
like, we're really bored. There's like three of us in the studio, and I hate the two other people here.
and the beer machine is empty, so... Yeah, give us a call. This is Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR-FM.
Oh, yo, can I just shout something out quick?
Yeah, sure. You do that while I start playing a song.
Dan brought over a bunch of these juice things. What are they?
President's Choice 100% sparkling fruit juice.
No, I'm not into, like, weird juice shit, but this is really delicious. So if you can try some, I would do it because they're tasty.
President's Choice, baby.
Shouts out to juice and the movie.
James.
After all the way we've seen, I got my hands from a machine. You can just put online, just so I got some peace of mind. I can keep on crying at night. Got no more shades, keep on fighting. Hanging out to hear the ring. All I got is a machine.
Right now, Chirk, let's go. Thank you.
back.
Oh!
This is Life on Jump Street. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and come back with Zia of Ethnic Kiss. Oh, I kid. Yeah, so Life on Jump Street, that's what this is. You are the best for listening to us, and we love you. So we'll be right back with Zia.
Music Waste 2010 ad pitches. Hello, and your name is?
My name is Johnny Rockstar.
And your previous ad campaigns?
I've done ad campaigns for Mountain Drew, Energy Drinks, Red Bull, and Rockstar.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Music Waste 2010, June 2nd and 5th. Music, art, and comedy! MusicWaste.ca.
Sorry, there will be no monster trucks.
Get out.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Music Waste.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival between June 30th and July 3rd, coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. This year's festival promises to be another success with over 200 bands, films, comedy, and art shows. With an independent film festival between June 24th and the 29th, there's sure to be something for everyone.
The music shows will take place at different venues across the city, with the main site located at the Olympic Plaza between July 2nd and 3rd. That's the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta, between June 30th and July 3rd. Buy your tickets, and for more info, visit www.sledisland.com.
Yeah, y'all. This is Zia from Ethnic Friends. Get at us, dogs.
Ethnic Friends.
La 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 da 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 da. I'm only trying out here. 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 I'm only trying out here.
Lil Silver.
Shouts out to Charlotte and the world's fastest clapper. And Rob Krug. Hello. World's fastest paladin. Shouts out to Arnold Sane, the world's fastest ejaculator.
Shout outs.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Ramadan, man.
Yeah. Shout outs to Ramadan in general.
Yes. It's as a well good
as
month.
As well as the man who represents it.
That month makes me hungry. I can't eat during it.
Shout outs to Beefy Beef Noodle House.
Yo,
23rd and Main.
Can't eat there during Ramadan.
23rd and Main. Beefy Beef.
Except after dark.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
freaks
really?
Come out.
That is when the freaks come out. But for real, shout out to Beefy Beef Noodle House. Check it out. It's my favorite restaurant in town right now. Thanks to Aleem for showing me that shit. I've been there like 5 times in the past 2 weeks.
I like to eat there.
Yeah.
Beef.
They have an extensive bubble tea menu as well, and I was hitting that today.
Shout out to Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan. It's a good. It's a good nation. Taiwan.
Yo, can we just take a second to listen to the songs?
Are you gonna hum, or are you just gonna listen? Or hold on, I have something even better.
Do the thing. Oh, hold on.
Just so you know, this is Life on Jump Street. It's not Life on Jump Street, which would be weird because it's not 9 o'clock yet, and we're on the radio. Zia's got something for everybody. I got this for you guys. This is the world's fastest clapper. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna listen to this. Oh man. Logan is the genius responsible for this. I'm not gonna talk anymore. Just listen. This is Life on Jump Street. We'll see you guys later. Hope you enjoy. What this smell like? 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 What this smell like?
Like, bitch. Said, what you gonna have to eat? I was like, go up there and just give me a chicken sandwich. Some waffle fries. Maybe a Coke to drink or something.
She seems like kind of nice about that at least.
She said, what you gonna get? 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 I was like, bitch, go up to the counter. Tell a nigga I want a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries for free.
For free?
Okay. Then she looked back and asked me what I want to drink. I'm like, give me a Dr. Pepper, bitch. We got the food. She brought it to me. Snatched it from her real fast. She sat down like, bitch, who told you to sit down? You better wait for my request. I said, go ahead and sit down, cunt. She sat down and we ate. Later on in the evening, took the silver ball, play some video games or something. She died like she wasn't having a good time. I said, bitch, you ain't no nerd. I could have sworn you were. She said, I like to go shopping. I was like, bitch, not on this date, because I ain't got no money. And you gonna give me the money you got. She gave me her purse. Took the wallet out. Saw some credit cards and some pictures of some other niggas. I was like, who are these niggas? She said, that's my brother. I said, hold on, bitch. You better not have no brother. Because if you do, I said, bitch, who is this nigga in this picture? She said, that's Tommy, that's my little brother. I said, bitch, you better not have no little brother. I went to LaBean yesterday, get some pants for me and my niggas. I was gonna steal them, I ain't had no money. Met a girl there, trying on some skirts. I was like, what that smell like? 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 What that smell like?